Wagner reporting.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, facing federal charges. She's accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 365 points. NASDAQ is off 286. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. In recognition of Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer is encouraging residents to consider adopting or fostering a pet. Baltimore County Animal Services is the county's only open admission shelter, taking in an average of nearly 15 new animals every day since January 1st. Officials say BCAS is currently over capacity, and it's hosting a Shelter Spirit Week to motivate people to adopt. The shelter on Manor Road in Baldwin is open for adoptions daily from noon until 5. The Baltimore Police Union says the officers injured while arresting an assault suspect are in good spirits. FOP Lodge 3 President Mike Mancuso says he has spoken with the officers and they are recovering. Mancuso posted a message online thanking the team at Shock Trauma and the Baltimore Fire Department for their excellent care of the officers. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Orioles fans trying to digest this morning another whomping. This time 15-3 administered by the Yankees. Kyle Gibson surrendering 5 home runs, 9 runs in 3-plus innings, 3 homers to the first 3 batters he faced, prompting this back and forth in the Orioles postgame about Gibson.
When did you realize that it wasn't going to be his night?
Well, he gave up 4 homers in the first inning. That's kind of a telling sign.
Well, that would do it. College basketball, Ed Lee of the Baltimore Sun reporting last night that Maryland has landed another big-time recruit. Shooting guard Darius Adams, a 5-star, 6-foot-5 guard out of New Jersey, ranked number 23 in the country. A skilled guard who can score at all 3 levels. Adams had initially agreed to play at UConn, decommitted on April 19th. He reportedly visited Georgetown, Michigan State, and Tennessee before choosing Maryland. And finally, congratulations to Owings Mills High School grad Mike Reed, a defensive back who signed with the Carolina Panthers as an undrafted free agent. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Maryland Hall of Famer passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front headed our way with some rain by the end of the week, some cooler weather by the end of the weekend. Today, sunny and warm, 82. Tomorrow, 80 the high. Friday, a few showers, 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 74 degrees in Bel Air, 77 in Halethorpe, and 74 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. You know what? There's no windows here, but I bet you it's a nice day outside. I bet you it's nice right now. And so to all those that are out there, enjoy, enjoy. We're finally out of the cold weather. I couldn't be happier about that. You know, I did see a story yesterday. I just wanted to send my prayers to the four police officers of Baltimore City that were injured while taking a man into custody. I'm not going to get, you know, too deep into this story, but I saw this and I saw that these officers apparently tased this individual. They maced him. It was a full-on fight trying to get the handcuffs on him. And I will just say those officers showed an extreme amount of restraint in that situation. And yes, it was those officers were injured and taken to the hospital. And apparently they're going to recover just fine. But again, I just want to thank and appreciate our first responders out here going through everything that you're going through each day. And I cannot imagine what it is like in some of these situations. So thank you so much for having the courage to be out there. We do appreciate you. As I mentioned before the break, our big question of the day, in case you haven't been to WCBM.com just yet, please head on over there. You'll see our question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and that is it fair to require truck drivers to speak English? Now, I'm not going to give you my response up front. I was told previously that that might sway some of you. Right now, 95% of you say yes, truck drivers should speak English, and 5% of you say no. No, it's not mandatory. That's very interesting. You know what? I thought there were going to be more no's on this, considering that you do have, you know, people driving trucks from all walks of life. And this executive order that President Trump signed, he says that truck drivers should have to not only speak English, but read English as well. And I'm wondering if that's going to get a lot of pushback. Again, go to WCBM.com and make your voice heard on this one. And then I'll give you my response to it a little later in the show. But that is interesting. You know what's so interesting, too? I never saw that executive order coming. I wonder if any of you did. I've never heard him talk about that, requiring truck drivers to speak English or read English. Now, of course, we made English the language of the nation, which it should have been a long time ago. But I never heard him talk about this. And I wonder if somebody told him that this was extremely important and very necessary. But we will talk a little bit about that later in the show because I will give you my response on that one. I also mentioned that President Trump sat down with ABC yesterday and they talked about a lot. They talked about whether Kilmer Garcia was actually a member of MS-13. There was a lot of back and forth with this interviewer. But I thought what really stood out to me was talking about America's reputation. And, you know, the interviewer, he was just hell-bent on saying that the reputation of America has gone down tremendously under President Trump. Now, again, we're just now celebrating this guy's 100 days. But in 100 days, according to some people, you know, Trump has done just a horrible job. And we see it on a daily basis. Take a listen to this part of this ABC interview.
Do you think the reputation of the United States has gone down under your presidency?
No, I think it's gone way up, and I think we're a respected country again. We were laughed at all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, couldn't walk down a flight of stairs, couldn't walk across a stage without falling. We had a president that was grossly incompetent. You knew it, I knew it, and everybody knew it, but you guys didn't want to write it because you're fake news.
All right. Thank you.
And by the way, ABC is one of the worst, I have to be honest with you.
Thank you.
There were some jabs during that interview time and time again. And that is the senior national correspondent of ABC News, Terry Moran. And that is who was sitting across from him. But they did. They had this big back and forth about Kilmer Garcia and the tattoos that were on his knuckles that clearly spell out MS-13. But for some reason, they, you know, they're just people, whether it's in the media or people on the left, they just do not want to admit that this guy was a member at some point in time of MS-13, even to the point where his wife, on her social media accounts, she has pictures from years ago where there was one, they were, I guess he was hugging her, they were both facing the camera, it was kind of like in selfie mode. Well, you can see his knuckles in the picture, but she actually covered those tattoos with hearts on them because she didn't want people to see that. Now, why would you cover his tattoos with, you know, the heart emojis if you didn't think that it was necessary to cover them? And that is because Trump is absolutely correct. It spells out MS-13. I don't know why people can't admit that. Again, we were talking about the big question of the day. Trump signed the executive order requiring truck drivers to speak and learn English. Looks like I got a caller on this one. Tom in Catonsville. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, but real quick before I do that, regarding that ABC question about our reputation around the world, I had a close relative who used to say, don't worry about what other people think. If you please yourself, at least you made one SOB happy.
Yeah. Yes, you know? That is true. That is true. But yeah. I think our reputation is just fine. I thought,
you know,
Joe Biden stuttering and stumbling, I thought that was a bad look.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I wonder if, you know, if the, but they, see, they never even bothered to consider that could make us look bad in the light because they're part of the same team. They're on the same team. They don't even think anything's wrong with that. Now they're trying to come out and say, boy, we really missed the mark. You didn't miss the mark.
Yeah.
You intentionally ignored it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as these truckers, they do need to speak English because they need to be able to communicate, you know, along the route. They need to be able to read the signs and everything. But the other thing that really concerns me is I heard that they changed the rules not long ago where they allowed, the truckers used to come in over the border and then they dropped the load off with an American trucker who would proceed. But now they're allowed to proceed throughout the country. The problem with that is, how safe are their vehicles? We're not inspecting them. We don't know if there's danger on the road. You know, we really need to consider the whole big picture. But it's going to come with time. I mean, this executive order was one of many. I think he's doing a great job. I'm very happy with his performance so far in the first 100 days. I'm pretty disappointed with Congress. I think they could be moving a lot faster.
Absolutely.
But they're not. They seem to be dragging their feet. You know, there seems to be a lot of deep staters in there, you know, just kind of pretending like, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's right there in front of you. Just do it. You know, that's all we want. I mean, Trump's leading the way. Just follow the lead. But, yeah, I just wanted to say one other thing about the people you're talking to earlier. You know, I love when people call up and they're talking about, you know, things like slavery. And it kind of implies that slavery was responsible for their life being, you know, not the Price is Right showcase that they think it should be. And to that I say, well, this country's produced a lot of very wealthy black people, billionaires, billionaires. So that begs the question, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, and they'll tell you that that's an anomaly and that's not real life. And that's they usually come back with some of those things. But you're right. Life is about choices. Life is about choices, the choices that you make. And here in 2025, you know, I don't think any parts of slavery really affects my life. But I know there's some people that feel differently about it.
Yeah. Well, there's another expression I used to hear. When you live in the past, it dulls your energies for the future. So it's time to join us in 2025.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. Tom, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you. All right, have a good week. You know, that's why we played that song from Frozen yesterday for Michelle Obama. Remember we were singing Let It Go? Because it's sad. But some people, I think they hang on to this conversation, you know, about slavery and racism because some people just need something to blame for their shortfalls, right? It's just like, you know, you come up short. And even though you can take things into your own hands and make the best and the most out of these things, and you can look at the world as with the glass, you know, half full, not half empty, but there are some people that have that chip on their shoulder and they just can't do it. They cannot do it. And it's sad, but I don't have that kind of mentality. So, you know, so at the end of the day, I can't really relate to those individuals that continue to live in the past like this. I can't. I cannot. All right. I did want to go into Governor Wes Moore, and I bring this forward. I know we talked a lot about it yesterday, but because now he's 0-3, Governor Moore, right? We talked about losing the FBI headquarters. President Trump wants that to be closer to DOJ. Not much that, you know, Governor Moore can do about that. It is what it is. But he did, we talked about yesterday, he did lose the Washington Commanders. Now, he put out a statement yesterday saying that he was working on this deal. He tried to get it done where the Washington Commanders would stay in Maryland, in Landover. And they said, you know what? We're headed back to D.C. And he put out the statement saying that he tried his best. We know that he recently went to Asia. He told us that he had great meetings, even though we don't have sound or, you know, anything to pull from that. We just have to, you know, trust him. The source is like, trust me, bro, you know. But he said that, you know, the meetings went well and that we're going to see businesses that are going to want to come to Maryland. But many people have told him time and time again, nobody wants to come to Maryland considering how Maryland is today. And again, that has nothing to do with President Trump. It has to do with the policies here in Maryland. Why would you move any business to Maryland, considering all the taxes and the fees that you'll get on top of that business, which is very difficult. If you ever start a business, it's difficult as it is. But then you add all of these other obstacles, and so you would think to yourself, why would I just go to another state? Of course you would. If you didn't, you would be a bad business person. It wouldn't make any sense. Well, anyways, I was scrolling through X yesterday, and I saw this post by Senator Justin Reedy. And I found it quite shocking because I wasn't following closely enough, obviously. But when we were talking yesterday about Governor Wes Moore, you know, he was all excited and touting the fact that quantum computing, in his mind, would be home here in Maryland. And that is something that they're really pushing down in College Park. And there is a company that is relying on federal grants when it comes to quantum computing. But even so, Governor Wes Moore believes it's going to really, you know, put us in a position where we'll be these innovators, we'll be on top of the tech industry. As I mentioned yesterday, I would love for Maryland to be on top of the tech industry. But right now you're seeing these IT and data services taxes going in. But he's saying that he is not going to tax quantum computing, which is sad that he's choosing winners and losers even in the tech industry, but that's where we are. Well, Senator Justin Reedy kind of, you know, popped that bubble. All right. Apparently, much more has come out since just yesterday when Governor Wes Moore was telling us that quantum computing would be home here in Maryland. Take a listen.
Governor Moore and Annapolis Democrats claim that they want to attract and retain high-tech jobs in Maryland. But just this last session, they've passed a first in Maryland history tech and computer tax that taxes the very industries that they want to try to keep. So just today, a company that was supposed to be a big linchpin of their entire strategy, IonQ, has announced they're basing their operations in Chattanooga, not Maryland. It's a huge blow to this fantasy that we can keep raising taxes and adding cost to businesses and that somehow they'll want to stay, come to Maryland, create more jobs and grow. It's why Maryland is perpetually a bridesmaid instead of a bride when it comes to winning big job creators, and it's why our state's budget is in such a mess, because our economy is stagnant. We need to reverse the high tax policies of the Moore administration and the Annapolis supermajority Democrats and get our economy and state back on track.
All right. And so that is Senator Justin Reedy confirming that that quantum computing company is actually headed to Tennessee. And there's an article out there that showed that they're going to invest $22 million or so to start putting that headquarters in Chattanooga. So again, Governor Moore is 0-3, okay? 0-3. The FBI headquarters, not here. Washington Commanders, not here. Quantum computing, not here. And so I'm sure there's going to be some reporter that is going to ask him about this, Governor Moore, because he had this huge press conference yesterday, and he invited so many people to just talk about quantum computing and how he's excited about getting the ball rolling. And then, boom, right after that, we heard about this company going to Tennessee. So it'll be interesting to see when he's asked about this and what his response is going to be. But, you know, with that, what is he going to hang his hat on here? If that was the big hurrah, right? That's what we're doing, quantum computing. If that was a big hurrah, where are we headed next? Where are we headed next? I'm telling you right now, I know a lot of people are talking about Trump, and they're talking about the tariffs, and you can talk about those things. That's fine. But when you're looking at what's going on here in the state of Maryland, this is scary. This is scary. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit Jarvis Appliance.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore being 0-3. And again, we were listening to sound from Senator Justin Reedy. And I say that this is getting scary because, again, the FBI headquarters, they are not moving here to Maryland. So we will not have those jobs. And those are high salary jobs, right, from the federal government. The Washington Commanders, they're not going to be in Landover. And apparently a part of the MOU that was signed with Governor Moore, we're told they are going to demolish FedEx Field within 90 days. And I said, all right, well, you can demolish it all you want, but what's going in its place? I mean, look, I know that the building shouldn't just sit there. Right. That's another eyesore. But I don't know what you would put in the place of that, especially, like I said, any business, a sizable business, they would look at the cost of energy here in Maryland and say it's not worth it, because it isn't. It isn't. If you put a building like that in that place, is it really worth it? It's not. It's not. So now we've heard that quantum computing, even though he told us just a day or so ago that we will be the hub for quantum computing. We just found out that that is not the case. Quantum computing is headed to Tennessee, not Maryland. And so this is where we are. I've got Brad in Baltimore. Brad, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I did. The question I have is, like every good young man when I was young and a liberal, I worked in social services and I worked with juveniles. And what I found is that Governor Moore's background is only from that area. He's never really worked in business, so he does not have an understanding of how business operates. So the question becomes, when you put punitive laws in place, which he's done, when you look to tax these businesses, they're not going to have any interest in moving here, just like each individual every business acts in its own best self-interest. And the best self-interest for the business and their employees is not to go to a place where you're going to be extra tax. If you look at Doge as an example in D.C., how long did they take to find $160 billion in waste? If I were to go through the budget, which I have for Maryland's budget, I found $2 to $2.5 billion of waste that are programs that are not necessary. So we have a dual issue. One is he doesn't understand business. Two, he's wasted a lot of money. And there's a feedback loop missing from the business community who he should be listening to. Whether they are white or black doesn't matter. It's just that we love Maryland and we want it to succeed. That's all I need to say.
Yeah. No, great points there, Brad. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And yeah, no, I don't think Governor Westmore is really a businessman. And you know what? I guess because he did. He had the Robin Hood Foundation. I wasn't expecting him to be this great businessman. I expected him to put people around him that can help him make the right decisions. That just seems to not be the case. Because even when you're talking about like the Economic Alliance Group or some of these like the Baltimore Better Business people, where are those individuals? Where are the entrepreneurs? Where are those that have been in business for years here in Maryland? I mean, does he ever sit down and talk to those real true business leaders? Because many of them could have explained to him that the decisions that he's making is it's hurting business across the state. I mean, when McCormick shows up to testify in Annapolis because you're about to tax them to a point where they have to pick up and leave the state, and they've been here for decades, right? I mean, when they have to go to Annapolis to tell you not to do the broad business tax, you would think at that moment, Governor Moore would say, you know what, instead of hiring 5,000 state employees that I can't afford, perhaps I should at least hire a few people that can help me understand what some of these businesses need in order to succeed and to stay. I don't think any taxpayer would object to that. If you need better experts around you, get them. Because right now you're running the state into the ground. And look, like I said before, there's going to be a lot of people chomping at the bit to run against Governor Westmore. I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction. I predict the Democrat primary is going to be crowded for the gubernatorial race here in 2026. That's my prediction. I know there are a lot of people that like Governor Westmore, but I know a lot of people that are Democrats that are having a hard time hanging on, considering the decisions he's making in regards to business. So again, Governor Moore, I don't know what you're doing, but you're 0-3. You're 0-3. And I haven't heard him talk about anything else. Does he have another trick up his sleeve? Are those companies really coming in from Asia? He better hope so. If not, he better get on the ball. All right, coming up next, we'll still talk about the truckers and whether or not they need to speak English. And also, Baltimore may lose some funding because it is a sanctuary city.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is touting what he calls the most successful first 100 days of any administration in history. He held a rally last evening in Michigan, saying that he's ushered in the most secure border in American history. He also says that prices for a lot of things are coming down. The U.S. economy contracted in the first quarter of the year. The GDP shrank for the first time in several years, contracting 0.3%, January through March. The Catholic Church in Oklahoma wants taxpayers to fund an online charter school. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today in that case. There's been a deadly scaffolding collapse at a construction site in Port Arthur, Texas. Three workers were killed and two others were injured in that accident. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 286 points. The Nasdaq is off 251. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Club Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. There's a worldwide movement to ban the corporal punishment of children, otherwise known as spanking. What started in Sweden is now reaching to 60 other countries. This non-spanking campaign is contrary to the fundamentals of the Bible, which says he that spares the rod hates his son, but he that loves him chastens him. Also, the foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. What's naturally assumed among godly people is that parents are not to misuse this authority. Unfortunately, many others have abused their children who have the scars to prove it. The Bible also tells parents not to provoke their children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The intended consequence of this non-spanking campaign is the global tendency to reverse all biblical foundations. We've already seen how the world feels about the sanctity of life and biblical marriage. Many people serve the God of this world through their evil actions, but the God of the universe and all creation will have the last say. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be up to Kate Povich to try to right the ship tonight as the Birds look to bounce back from last night's disaster against the Yanks.
High drive, right field. There it goes! See ya! A long home run for Bellinger. Four bombs by the Yankees.
Michael Kay with the call on the YES Network. 15-3, the final. New York blasting six home runs in all, five off Kyle Gibson as the Birds' pitching woes continue. Tonight at Capital One Arena could be the night that Caps head coach Spencer Carberry wins his first playoff series as a head coach in the NHL. It's been a long journey for Carberry, 9 years as a player, never made it to the NHL, 13 years as an assistant coach before accepting the top job in D.C. The moment is not lost on Carberry.
I'm the same exact person that I was in South Carolina. I'm a better coach, I feel like, in terms of being thankful to be able to coach and be in this profession every single day. Just very, very fortunate.
South Carolina when Carberry was in the East Coast Hockey League. And finally, a Maryland Hall of Famer has passed away. The great Tom Brown, an All-American in both baseball and football in the late 50s and early 60s, was drafted by both the Packers and the Senators and was a two-time Super Bowl champion with Green Bay. He also holds the distinction of being the first player to hit a home run and win a Super Bowl in the same season. The next one to do it was Deion Sanders. Tom Brown was 84. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles try for a series win tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
It is a warm day today. Temperatures will continue warm the rest of the week. A dry day, plenty of sunshine, 82 this afternoon. At night, we'll cool into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a few clouds near 80 the high. Friday's our next chance for some rain, but only a few showers, 86. Better chance of clouds and rain Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, so it brought to my attention that I forgot to say at 11 o'clock. If you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? And you're right. I did forget to say that. I did. Yeah, we were talking about juvenile crime. We were talking about Mayor Brandon Scott's summer youth program. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he is not a good businessman. But like I said, I never expected him to be that. Right. I know that he wrote a book. I know that he was at the Robin Hood Foundation. I didn't think that he was going to jump into the governor's mansion and all of a sudden have the Midas touch. Right. And I never thought that. I guess I assumed, as an executive, as the governor is, I assumed that he would hire people that knew what to do in a situation where you should be running the state like a business. That's what I assumed. Right. Because not everyone's going to be great at everything. It's just not possible. And so it appears to me now that Governor Moore has lost the FBI headquarters, he's lost the Washington Commanders, and now this quantum computing company is heading to Tennessee. It seems to me that he might not know what he's doing or how to manage some of these deals. I was shocked when he said in his statement yesterday that he had been working on the Washington Commanders for 2 years. I had no idea. Now, granted, it's called, you know, the team's Washington Commanders. I can see why they want to be in Washington, D.C. I can understand that. But I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how that ended up happening. And it almost sounded like, it's not like he was blindsided, because, again, they had that memorandum of demolishing FedEx Field within 90 days. So it's not like he was completely blindsided, but I wonder if there was anything else that he could have done or offered some kind of incentive to get them to stay, because that's taking a lot of jobs from the Landover area. And as I said, my friend George, who texted in yesterday, he said, look, think about Landover Mall. That area is going to look even worse, which is, it says something, okay? It says something. I'll be polite about it. I got Jeff in Phoenix. Jeff, you wanted to weigh in about the governor?
Tim, good morning. Yeah, there's a couple things I'd like to weigh in on. You've had some very good calls this morning, a couple of which talked about what we can do in Maryland, so on and so forth. I need to do a quick plug. Tuesday evening at Bailey's Backyard in Towson, the Patriot Club of America is hosting Cliff Maloney. And if you don't know who Cliff Maloney is, you should. He is the CEO of Citizens Alliance. He is the guy, he's 33 years old. He's the guy that basically, through door knocking and everything else, with a large, large ground game, was able to turn Pennsylvania for President Trump. If people want information, simply go to patriotclubusa.com. PatriotClubUSA.com. Again, that's Tuesday evening in Towson. So thank you for that. Secondly, you had brought up your respect and appreciation at the top of the hour for those first responders who put their lives on the line every single day. I'm not sure if you've heard of the story in Kansas City of the young paramedic who I think he was in his 30s, was simply trying to help a woman in the back of an ambulance, and she stabbed him in the heart and killed him. The reason I'm bringing up this story is that, once again, his name is Graham Hoffman. Her name is Shanetta Boswell. If you look at the story, and once again, this is a woman who had just been released, has a record that is long as your arm, and here we go again with someone who is truly giving their passion, their desire, and their heart to the community, and this is what happens. So this brings me to the state of Maryland and the governor. The kicker is, and if the governor is lobbying and trying, good for you, but government must be run like a business. Maryland's motto, as I always have said, is manly deeds, womanly words. The governor talks a lot, but look at his actions. And the key is, other than how beautiful Maryland is and how well it strategically is placed, where is the advantage for any business to come to Maryland, and as you alluded, and some of your callers, the governor has zero business background, and I hate to say it, if he was from the other party, every single day we would be hearing about the fact that as a citizen, he was unable to pay his water bill, which I think was in excess of almost six figures. So, again, it goes back until Marylanders decide to make the hard changes, then nothing is going to change. And if I may, I got one more thing, and I'll let you go. Regarding what President Trump is doing, lest we forget, all of the NGOs, illegal immigration is a business. Welfare is a business. All of these social programs are businesses. Do you think these NGOs and the grifters that run them are going to give up that money train, which is taxpayer citizen, at the drop of a hat? Hell no. Go around D.C., Chevy Chase, so on and so forth. The swanky homes and everything else that's there is the result of people making a ton of money off of the hardworking, law-abiding American citizens.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling in. As always, I appreciate you. Thank you. And as Jeff mentioned, that Kansas City firefighter, yes, I am familiar with that case, and I got a text here from my friend Darren. He sent it over as well. But yes, he was just trying to help this woman, and then she turned around and stabbed him. Again, you couldn't pay me enough to be a first responder, and I do not envy the job that you have. You're all very courageous people, and you know the fact that you get up and do this job every single day, thank you. Thank you. You are truly a blessing. I got another call here. Steve, you wanted to weigh in on Governor Westmore?
Hey, good morning, Kim. Love your show, as always.
Morning. Thank you.
I think his name was Phil. He was spot on. Could you imagine if Westmore was Republican? He'd be getting beat up every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the reason I'm calling is, it's like, this is how bad, I can always tell how bad Governor Westmore is. My wife is a lifelong Democrat, doesn't care about Biden, doesn't care about Trump, doesn't talk about it, doesn't talk it, boy, but she sees Westmore, she can't stand that man.
Oh,
now,
wow.
You know it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's terrible.
No, he really is. A lot of people say, Steve, that it's worse than Governor Martin O'Malley, and I agree.
I totally agree with that, 100%. I just wanted to let you know that, Kim, just because, I mean, if she's chiming in on Westmore, yeah, he's not doing well at all.
No, yeah. Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate you weighing in.
Sure thing, Paul.
Thank you. And a lot of people feel the same way. I've got relatives, I think I've told you guys this before, that are Democrats, and they are not happy with Governor Westmore. And that's why, you know, I constantly talk on the show about the fact that if there was ever a time where I felt as though, here you've got this candidate that everybody loves, even on the national level, but if you look at really what he's been doing and what a lot of the locals have been saying, there could be a change. There could be a change with the right candidate, the right attitude, the right amount of work. I think Governor Westmore can be beat. I do. And a lot of people I know don't agree with me on that one. Also, going back to the question of the day, Trump did sign that executive order. Is it fair to require truck drivers to speak and read English? 96% of you say yes, 4% say no. I do have a text here from Todd. Todd says, I'm retired from trucking. The amount of CDL holders that can't speak or read English that are dangerously driving on our highways is ridiculous. Probably one of the best executives he has ever written. Talking about President Trump. Todd also said, he says, the one caller that talked about truckers coming from Mexico, that really isn't the problem. He says, there's a lot of people from the Middle East, from Europe, Russia, Ukraine, Lithuania, etc., all on green cars, and they are not following the rules. They cannot read or speak English. Yeah, I think, you know what's so interesting about that, Todd? Thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's what President Trump was mentioning as well when he was signing this executive order. It's not really for, you know, there are some Spanish-speaking truckers, obviously, out there that, you know, could do better on English. But I think he was really referring to those coming out of Russia and Ukraine. And so that is an issue, definitely a problem. I did want to mention to you guys, in case you missed it, we were talking about business and President Trump and obviously businesses here in America. In case you missed it, Walmart did announce yesterday that they're going to expand on American-made products. Now, a lot of that is thanks to the tariffs, but Walmart is saying that they believe that it is time anyways to focus more on American-made products. So that is a good thing. Amazon also said that they want to label products coming in from other countries. President Trump and the administration, I guess, are not exactly happy about that. I guess Amazon, Jeff Bezos wants to do it so people can see how much the price of tariffs are and how they're coming from other countries, whether, like, you know, a tariff on China, why something has gone up, right? Interesting enough, there are some Democrats that are like, you know what, that's a good job, a good idea. Because if Amazon does that, and we, the American people, we agree to shop for American products, we can course correct this, a lot of this, on our own. And so, look, if Amazon wants to label it, label it. Label it. There are some people that really do truly want to buy American products, and they'll pay a little bit more for that product being made here. Also wanted to just touch on the fact that Baltimore could see another decline in federal funding. And that is because now the White House has announced, even if you have not labeled yourself as a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city, looking at the numbers, the policies, and how you operate, the White House is saying that they will go ahead and label it for you. I want you to take a listen to this audio because I do believe that Baltimore City, I would say probably Montgomery County, there are some jurisdictions in the state obviously operating like a sanctuary city. Take a listen.
City leaders have long resisted calling Baltimore a sanctuary city, but the federal government could soon be doing it for them.
As the crackdown on illegal immigration intensifies, the federal government appears to be broadening its target. The president has ordered a list of sanctuary cities which aren't cooperating with federal agents.
It will direct the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to provide a list of sanctuary cities back to the administration. We will review those. If those sanctuary cities are breaking federal law, well, then the Office of Management and Budget is going to look at their federal spending.
My hunch is that the Trump administration would probably be highly incentivized and motivated to try and target Baltimore.
Flavio Hickel is a political scientist at Washington College who believes Baltimore and many other Maryland jurisdictions will be deemed sanctuary cities by the White House. Last year, Police Commissioner Richard Worley admitted that Baltimore is not fully cooperating with federal agents.
The mayor's made that pretty clear that we're going to continue as we are now. We're not going to notify.
The next day, the mayor disputed that claim. He has long considered Baltimore a welcoming city, not a sanctuary city.
If you come to Baltimore and commit a crime, our law enforcement folks will be working to remove you and working with all our federal partners when necessary to have you taken out of the city of Baltimore. Full stop. There's nothing else that needs to be explained about that.
My impression is that the White House is not concerned with those kind of nuances. My sense is that they're going to try and exert the maximum amount of political leverage and media attention, and that they will define sanctuary city very loosely.
Again, if you're defying federal law, you are threatening your own federal spending by doing that.
At risk is the potential loss of millions of federal dollars. Already, Baltimore is attempting to dig its way out of an $85 million deficit.
The denial of any federal funding could be devastating.
Flavio predicts any attempt to cut off federal funding will end in a federal courtroom. Jeff Abel, Fox 45 News.
All right. So a couple things I just wanted to note there. Did you know that Baltimore City had an $85 million deficit? I didn't know that until today. I'm today 8 years old. And it's so interesting because that was by Jeff Abel on Fox 45. But I had no idea. It's so crazy about this. Remember, we got the ARPA funds, right, to the tune of $641 million. That was right after COVID. How on earth are we now at an $85 million deficit in Baltimore City? How did he overspend that? There's nothing to show for it. He gave over $50 million of it to Safe Streets. See, this is, again, when we talk about Democrats not being able to run things, this is what I'm talking about. You received a check with no strings attached from the Biden administration, $641 million. But somehow, some way, Mayor Brandon Scott, because the check went in your hands, somehow, some way, you're now at an $85 million deficit. How? How? Because you even have your own budget here in the city of Baltimore. That fund was on top of what you already had. I swear to you, this is what I'm talking about. But there are people, they'll call in. They'll blame President Trump. They'll blame Republicans. No, the problem, right, that we have in this country when it comes to spending and our budgets is because Democrats have no clue what they're doing. I told you before, a friend of mine, Democrat in Annapolis, I talked about the fact that you guys are going to be at a special session soon. And what did he say to me? Oh, that's because Trump. That's because Trump was cutting federal dollars. No, it's because you idiots, you decided to try to balance the budget thinking and hoping and assuming that you're going to collect some taxes from IT service and data service companies. Meanwhile, they're all hitching a ride out of town. That's what you did. That's how you balanced the budget. You assumed that was going to happen. Instead of cutting Kerwin or Blueprint, whatever you want to call it, and then you go point the finger at President Trump. It has nothing to do with President Trump. You guys made awful decisions. And meanwhile, we heard from Governor Moore. How many days did we hear from Governor Moore? We're going to have to make some tough decisions. Remember he kept saying that when he was at Mako in Ocean City? What was that? Was it a year and a half ago or so? We're going to have to make some tough decisions. You didn't make any tough decisions. You didn't make that one tough decision. You decided you're going to spend money on everything. And then you come forward yesterday and say, hey, we're going to spend money on quantum computing. I'm telling you, this is what we're looking at every single day. So, yes, are they going to lose some federal dollars in Baltimore City? Most likely. And I do remember that day where Commissioner Worley did say that he was told not to cooperate fully with ICE. And I believe him 100%. And I know that Mayor Brandon Scott tried to do damage control within 24 hours, but it didn't work because we already know how he feels about President Trump and ICE and illegal immigration. And so, yes, I think they're going to lose some funding. I really do. All right, coming up next, I'm going to give you my take on Trump's executive order requiring truck drivers to speak and read English. And then also, don't forget that there was a judge in Wisconsin that was arrested by the FBI. And some people were saying that they were wrongly arresting these judges. Well, I got some information for you about that judge specifically.
When disaster strikes, the power goes out. And this year, it's already happening. Windstorms tearing down power lines, wildfires scorching the grid, and severe storms leaving thousands in the dark. That's why smart families are turning to the Grid Doctor 3300 from MyPatriotSupply.com. It's the only solar generator on the market with built-in EMP protection. Quiet, fume-free, rechargeable with the sun, and powerful enough to run refrigerators, freezers, and medical devices when the grid fails. But it's not just for emergencies. Use the Grid Doctor 3300 from My Patriot Supply to slash your power bill. Keep your spring adventures fully charged or light up your next backyard barbecue without relying on the grid. No gas, no noise, just reliable, portable power. Anytime, anywhere. Protect your home. Power your life. Be ready for whatever 2025 throws your way. Get the Grid Doctor 3300 now, only at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leader in emergency preparedness.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, highlights from Trump's first 100-day speech. Another day, another activist judge with a mindless ruling to stop the president's agenda.
You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters, and we're going to land on you hard. You understand?
And a Democrat-run suburb where burglaries are up 450%.
Can I please have your attention?
Other than that, a great place to raise a family. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I also want to just give everybody a little quick update here. Remember we had four members of Congress go down to El Salvador because they wanted to bring Kilmer Garcia back? Well, remember they said they weren't leaving until they had him and they were coming back? Just so you know, they came back last week without Kilmer Garcia. I guess they didn't have a photo op or a press conference for that. But just so you know, they're on Capitol Hill today, hopefully getting to work. But yeah, again, you know, these photo ops have got to stop. They've got to stop. All right, the big question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Is it fair to require truck drivers to speak English? 96% of you say yes. 4% say no. I also say yes. Just like many of you have already stated, it is very dangerous on the roads as is. And you probably already guessed what my answer would be, considering that I was super excited and it was also my platform to make English the official language of America. It should have always been. I don't know why we were dragging our feet on doing so. I do have a text here from Robert. Robert says lots of truck drivers now here are from Pakistan as well. You know, we knew that we had a trucker shortage in this country, and many people were talking about that, I would say maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And so you did have a lot of people come to America to get their CDL license and become truckers. When I was saying, and this is during my first race in 2020, I said, look, you know, a lot of these kids coming out of some of these schools, they're not going off to college. Why wouldn't we set up a program to get a lot of these kids their, you know, CDL license so they can be truckers here, you know, Americans here? But then nobody moved on it. And so now, yes, you do have a lot of people here from other countries that are on our roads and can't really read the signs or even know the laws. And it's sad to see. I also want to give you this update. Remember the Wisconsin judge that was detained by the FBI? And everybody was like, I can't believe Trump has done that. We don't arrest judges just because we don't like them. Well, that's not the case. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has temporarily suspended Judge Hannah Dugan and her judicial powers. Dugan was arrested by the FBI for obstructing a federal ICE arrest of an illegal who was in her courtroom facing charges for domestic violence. And so there were a lot of people speculating that they didn't really have a case against these judges. Well, apparently, according to the Supreme Court, this judge in specific, Judge Hannah Dugan, there is, in fact, a case against her. Now, we have not learned about the other judge that was supposedly hiding, they were hiding a gang member from Venezuela at their own home. And so he was arrested. So we'll find out soon, I'm sure, whether or not that was absolutely the case. Because I know a lot of people don't trust Trump. They don't trust his word on things. And so everything that this administration does, everybody questions it. But we don't have time for all your questions, okay? We got stuff to do. All right? All right. Well, I thank you all for listening to the show. I know that you have options. Have another great show planned for you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere because you're coming up. Coming up next here is Rob Carson. Thank you, Brian, the producer, for a great show as always. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless that comes with a lot of fine.